Testing. Copenhagen.
Testing. Copenhagen.
In a landscape. 10. The earth, friends, is doing fine. We're the ones in danger, as X marks the spot upon which each of us is standing. And yes, we are the center of the universe, but we've nothing much to show for it, as everywhere else is also the center. Everything extends. Well, there you go then. So what else is inevitable? Like, how many people I don't know are going to call me saying, John, and then try to sell me something, saying I'd then have something to show for it. And that I might even impress my neighbors, be the envy of the neighborhood. My brother, Richard, before he was adopted, was named Richard Corey. And as he was nearly six then, our new parents left that as his name. No one saying anything about the suicide of Richard Corey in either the Simon and Garfunkel or the Robinson versions of Richard Corey. As I was adopted at three, they changed my name from Martin Lynn to John Jerome. No literary allusions there. But I found out this year, late in my 40s, that I probably wasn't born Martin Lynn Enquist after all. That I was probably Eric Martin Enquist, or possibly Lynn Martin Enquist. I think of the Chinese saying that the beginning of wisdom is to call things by their right names, and wonder if that has any bearing on my general distrust of most everything. It's all practice, I guess, moving from a landscape to a souvenir, and then from meditation to dream, and we catch a ride for a bit, see some trees. We come back with a postcard and a t-shirt, and then the people I've read about who have these premonitions that they won't come back, and then don't. I want premonitions or coincidences. Coinkydink, as we sometimes say, making it seem for a moment harmless, fun even, to be lost or misplaced or wanting to be. DNA and the stars both make music, I've read, and sometimes it can be quite affecting, a kind of furniture music, of furniture itself. But how does one decide when the composition is a composition? And all these people who say they're attuned to it, okay. But those who say they're keeping time, they certainly must know better, as there's no keeping anything. And really, all those drills I used to go through in school, where I'd open my science book and put it over the back of my neck, and curl into a ball under my desk, they were not really meant to help us survive the disaster, but just to give us something to do, to mimic being born, maybe, and to practice saying, "I'm ready now."
Another root doot or rout doubt. The odor of the room is one of snakes with fevers. The room set aside for them pulls in like an accordion, as vertiginously as often. Snakes down with fevers coil together with none of the falsity of races. Under the tall backs of chairs resembling Easter Island faces. The frizzled tongue of radios and the presence of a man and a woman mean Yvonne's wearing gloves again. Meant not in any convenient sense of polish, blue police, or runaway words like jiu-jitsu or ipso facto. Refusing to accept yes as an answer. Such strenuous guessing at poor little endings. Always it seems to be adumbrated by now. But it takes no courage to tell the truth, only honesty, and some inclination to be buoyed by rejection, fastidious head-ons noshing on their extra virgin worms. Those days of lighting one cigarette after another about over. Please don't believe in God.
Thank you. And when
I told them they
didn't believe
me. And when
I
told
them they
didn't believe
me. And when
I
told
them they
didn't believe
me.
Monday, April 7th, 2014. On Naming Names. Naming names may be a controversial practice, but is the relevant cultural reference point really 1950s anti-communist witch hunts? Of all the writers quoted but not named, only Ted Berrigan could have remembered them. Of course we remember them, those of us who weren't born yet. I'm not talking about erasing history. I'm talking about 2014. Naming names as coterie poetics emerges weirdly victorious, but let's not forget We Love You Get Up comes from a Frank O'Hara poem in which Lana Turner is implored to do so after possibly acting perfectly disgracefully at a party. I'm talking about 2014, when we've still got this thing about women, self-destruction, and celebrity. We've got it bad. We may even have it worse than you, Lana Turner. When I first felt the permission to name names, it was thanks to David Trinidad, the New York School in Chicago, 2006. I'd read O'Hara, but I hadn't read Berrigan or Notley or Mayer, that coterie. Toward the end of Midwinter Day, Bernadette Mayer lists a bunch of names, many of them poets' names, because she's saying who she's going to buy Christmas presents for. In this way, we might think of naming names as a last-minute gift for posterity. Elsewhere, Mayer lists the names of women writers from many centuries, a list that seems to both support and refute the idea that she's writing a kind of book that's never been written before. Naming names is still a feminist strategy. There's an argument about visibility that says people have been underrepresented. Just look at this perfectly disgraceful table of contents. And I believe in that. There is an argument about visibility that says visibility puts women and others at risk. And I believe in that. But naming names has never only been a witch hunt. How about hunting the internet troll, anonymous, unnamed? In 2014, naming names means tagging, shoutouts, say my name. Some will untag themselves. Sometimes people used to ask me to take down pictures, but that hasn't happened for a long time. When I went to see College Jeopardy, I had to sign away the right to use my image in perpetuity. Some don't look at the camera straight on. Some never use a pic of their body. Some put on anti-surveillance makeup, and then when you get tagged, it's a problem. Some use pseudonyms that sound like flowers or drag names or appropriation strategies. Since this is a diary, I should be naming names. But I'm usually not, because of privacy settings and ethical questions about online sharing. And also, this isn't a private diary. It's a vlog or a public diary, which have existed at least as long as LiveJournal. This is coming to you live from the internet, where I live. But how can something be public and private at the same time? Poetry has always asked this question, and now the internet asks it too.
Cellular phone.
A summons from out of nowhere.
Hello?
You are not alone.
Not a wanderer. You have roots
in a phone system.
Hello?
This is the world outside. Don't get too involved in whatever it is you thought was important before the phone rang.
Hello?
Hello?
lover? Sorry we never reconciled? Hello?
It is not for you. The ring serves as a reminder that I have a life outside my relationship with you at this moment.
And what if I don't answer? And it's from some famous poet whose heart rose thinking to bring me news of something that concerns us.
Landscape 40. Four of us are here at the moment. Will this be a lasting memory to any or all of us? The idea that something always happens, that we keep trotting out, quickly falls apart as we then might ask ourselves what happened each of the days of the last week. This is section 40 of my long poem. And so I've decided it's got to be the extra-large section then, so I'm counting in Roman, XL. Maybe with really, really long lines or something. How in the past we had small, medium, and large, and then we found that just wouldn't do for a growing country, so we added XL, and then XXL, and on. Well, there you go. My spell checker didn't recognize XXL just then, 2009. But when looking back at this again, 2013, suddenly spell checker is just fine with it. What does this mean? Will rosy-cheeked angels descend to bring an XXL gift to us all? Shouldn't there be a party or something? Some brilliance, bright colors. Maybe they'll tell us stories of UHF and VHF and how things are always something else. Suddenly. And when something big does happen, how will we react? That's one of those questions I've heard veterans or those who survived some terrible ordeal talk about. The kidnapped. The shot. How now, for them, it's no longer a question. They know. They just know. It's a gift one gets through adverse circumstances, this thing all wrapped up and delivered through pain and loss as an event in time. We're planning a trip to Chicago for Thanksgiving, which is in a couple weeks. And that reminds me that last year, driving up I-35 just before the Iowa border, there was sudden snow and a multi-car accident right in front of us. A flash of double red brake lights from all the cars around us, and the next thing I knew, I was driving on the median and then back onto the highway that was deserted, but for us and snow. I thought I'd never forget what song was playing on the car stereo, but now I've forgotten. I'll pretend it was something by Woody Guthrie, which I know it wasn't. Maybe it went, "We are ramblers, so they say. We are only here today,
yesterday how long her hair would be if it weren't so, if it weren't so chromatic. She was showing, she was showing me the other day how long her hair would be if it weren't so, if it weren't so, if it weren't so, if it weren't so, if it weren't so. She was showing, but it turns all the thought. Lights come on at the consulate office. Lights come on at the consulate office. Threats that matter. Threats that matter. Threats that matter. Threats that count. Threats that count. Threats that can. Threats that can't be. Threats that can't be. Lights come on at the consulate office. Lights come on at the. Lights come on at the consulate office. Oh. Tangle mine dry like a wad of gum. She was showing me the other day how long her hair would be if it weren't so curly. She showed me the other day how long her hair would be if it weren't so curly. When it turns over, thumb takes it away. When it turns over, thumb takes it away. When it turns over.
Outside space, the dead confronting the dead, the spirits, the dead are not really dead. The air full with their breathing, their sighs, their joys and sorrows, their air. One before. We were not always land animals, breathing the sea, flightless creatures. We were not always this. Amazing, amazing the way our love, our knowledge, our lives keep unfolding, together, together, leaving us constantly renewed, living machines, imperfect perfection, birds, birds moving the clouds to another eventuality, as shadow and light fall like the breakage of wind upon the page. Knowing you exist makes my world that much larger, that much more filled with light. Light, she said, light, the voices of light, the scattering of light, light, breathing light, the breathing light. Gathering. sang that the color of life is belief? I don't know, I don't know. Light, spirit, scattering within a whirlpool of color, color, coloring the world with light and dark and beauty, and dread and war and peace and renewal and hope. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. What is living? Free man, free stone, free verse, free flight, free fall, free hold, free load, free ride, free trade, free thinking, free food, free advice, freedom, freedom, dumb, dumb, dumb freedom, dumb, 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 dumb. Life, life is free, dumb, dumb life, free, dumb life, free stone, free birds, free flight, free thinking, free food, free, dumb, dumb. Life, life is free, free, dumb. The color of life is free, 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 free. Dumb. Belief. Belief. Knowing you exist. Knowing that we do not pass through life but live it. Knowing that the shock of each moment is in being alive. Song, poem, poem, song, poem, poem, sound, tone, poem, word, sound, sound, word, poem, scat, 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 song, word, poem, poem, word, song, poem, poem, sound, sound, poem, word, sound, sound, scat. Birds, 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 the exit of fluid motion. Into each life a little rain must fall, the bodies stretched from star to star, window to window, a soundless text of equivalence. The body falling like the breakage of wind upon the climber's back, the climber, flightless creature, landlocked swimmer. Aleph of life and sex and sound and limitation. I'll give you a loaf of sugar. Exhausted with within the music, within the silence, within the movement of heart. The words come simpler as the symphony ends, come gentler as the sky shifts, and the whole world cycles again, and the climber's limbs grow heavy from flight, falling like ash, the fragments of body that contain the soul and the spirit, the music of the flesh, the tar from which we've sprung, the music of the flesh, the procreative creativity of the sphere, the piercing of eyes inside, to see inside the color of life, the deceptions and the truths, the swimming tides inside us, to kneel and mourn those lost designs of Eden. Within this heaven we call Earth. Ah, lost paradise, regroup us, flightless creatures that we are. Make us fly again, weaving, ever weaving through our own continuous self, the reflection of the movement in the water, moving the reflection toward the center. Internal, external, eternal. The color of life is belief. The universe is filled with life and light, a soft and furious polyphony, a formless form moving through movement. Scat, 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 scat. And we have just begun to speak. We have just begun to speak. Just begun to speak. Is wide, knowing, watching as we flow. We go through the color of life, the color of life, and punctuality is the thief of time. As we go, as we flow through this life, the color of life. The color of life in our old skin, our new skin, our young skin. Who are we? I don't know. Dancing in the glass, the reflection of movement. Blah, blah, blah. We are not lovers really love the way they say they love? My love, my love, do not be, do not be so swimming and swimming. We have just begun to be scared. The wounded the wounded moons. Name a honey, honey, name a honey, honey, the wounded moons. Name a honey, name a honey. No homilies here, just good old-fashioned preaching. Light, spirit, color, light, spirit, color. There are people down here in the whirlpool. There are people down here in the whirlpool, my honey. Alphabets of nameless letters deep within the soul of meaning. Origins of souls of tongues, singing and speaking in tongues, my angel, my sweet angel, 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 scat, scat. Full of sounds, a sound full of songs. Scat, Molly, scat. And the miracle is that the layers keep getting stripped away. And there are people down here, my honey, my angel. There are people down here. Don't be so ugly. There are people down here, my honey, angel, angel, honey. There are people down here. Sunny lover, money lover, lover of sun, of light and dark, and dark and light, and down deep and dark, deep, 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 cadence, deep, scat, deep euphoria, deep exploration, improvisation, collaboration, and introspection, scat like a. Free love, free verse, free flight, free fall, freedom, freedom. And there are people down here. People down here among the cappuccinos and the lattes, down here among the wars and the sorrows and the. There are people down here among the umpires and the vampires. People down here among the fresh fruit and rotten apples of sackcloth and finery. People down here, people, there are people down here. People down here among the crowds that wear black for all occasions. There are people down here who love and long to love, who give and long to give, who long for love and love to live in. There are people down here among the hospitals and incinerators, among the graveyards and incubators, between the playgrounds and museums and insane asylums, the hotels and the hospices. There are people down here, my honey. There are people down here, people down here. There are people down here, down here. Scat, 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 my honey. There are people down here, my honey. There are people down here, there are people down here, and there are people, there are people, there are people, people. And there's nothing after this but this, Mahoney. There is nothing after this but this. Scat, scat. Scat.
And there is nothing after this but this. There are people down here. There are people. People down here. Oh, honey. And there's nothing after. Nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing after this.
These are the toy epigrams. I, the broken plastic Snoopy swing, sit in the garbage. I was once a source of pleasure for about 5 minutes. But I didn't last long. I got broken. Why? That's why. I, the thing that the donuts go on, am a yellow cone called I don't know. I got unscrewed from my base and found I was used as a drinking cup by children because I was hollow. I am loud. I am the radio that plays raindrops keep falling from my head. The rain and the rainbow and the one sleeping with the frog are on me, and the one sleeping with the other girls sharing yellow are on me. I was stolen from a playgroup in Massachusetts, and I have lasted a long time. I have notes on me. I am a plastic tiger given to Max, but thought to be the possession of Max's siblings, because they like to take me into the XYZ bath with them to make some point of their theft. Where are some more of the cow cards and the horse cards and the rabbits and the bunnies too? I am a girl who can share batteries, except no boxes have them. Can this bell be strapped in here with me? I, a worm named Green, am a worm of plastic, and I won't have to go home. Ba ba, sheep say, and what do cats and kittens? Wait for the rainbows if you can. I am not a man. You gotta realize it's all about toys. Yeah, I guess you realize that. When the red light stops, you can see another motorized Snoopy, me. I can do it. I've got the Jordache look. I, a broken old drawing of cat and kitten, lay bereft of the book I was in on the colorful floor. On the other side of me, realistic gray squirrels make you think of the dark country. I, a small box of books by Maurice Sendak, lay empty, and because I am hard, made of cardboard, I can be played with by babies. When I was full, I was very expensive. I come, mother, longing for thy hand, and thus I greet thee. I rejoice to be in the filigreed hands of the baby let from her bath.
Are you?
in a landscape, 36. What year, what moment was it when all the television aerials came down from our roofs? And now the skyline is getting all junked up with dangerous-looking post-apocalyptic telephone poles that list with hanging wires. You see them a lot alongside railroad tracks. Depending on what song is playing as we pass, it can begin to look orchestrated, some illustration of our departure into decay. Cue the zombies or the apes and go out abroad into the fields again. The future is a line of trees. I like saying things like that, something kind of smoky and getting out around the edges of whatever one might want to pin it to. But isn't that itself a good description of the future? Or the post-future, I suppose, as we got to the future quite a while ago now, sometime in the 60s, I think, when everything started happening at the same time, only to end up where all the telephone booths and tape decks ended up. My father would take the TV up on the roof with him, so that he could get the antenna positioned just so. He quickly tired of having us help him. The endless calling out, "How is it now?" and "Now try channel 13," which led invariably to irritation when he'd come down and try the TV himself. So there he was, Birmingham, Alabama, January 1976, up on the roof with his beige-gray jacket, the TV balanced on a pile of blankets in front of him, the aerial between them, riding the house, his arms up to the sky.
There are too many hairs these days to sick.